的第一位。
This is a beautiful hymn. It tells us that we should put Jesus first in our life.
有一个姐妹结婚了以后
，There was a sister after she got married.
她对她的先生这样说
，She said to her husband,
我虽然很爱你
，I love you very much.
但是耶稣第一，你第二。
But Jesus come first and you're second.
啊，真的，她在一生当中啊，往往都是把主耶稣摆第一。
It is true that in her life, she has put Jesus first in her life.
啊，正好像这一首诗里面所讲的。
Like unto what is described here in this hymn.
啊，有一年呢，我们在开全国教会会议的时候。
In a year when we were holding an NCC meeting.
那个时候，一般市面上股票相当不错。
At that time, the stock market was doing rather well.
啊，有两个教会就提出建议。
Two churches brought up this suggestion.
那教会有剩下一些钱呢、啊，我们是不是拿去呀、啊、买股票
？Excess funds of the church, perhaps we should use them to purchase some stocks.
后来有些啊负责人觉得说、啊，这跟整个教会的方向有关系。
And some of the board members felt that this has something to do with the growth of the church.
所以就先到真理研究会以后，先送到真理研究会看一看。从圣经里面怎么来看这个问题
？So they decided to place this issue towards the Truth Research Group to study how the Bible views this particular issue.
然后来就有一个结论。
They came to a conclusion.
因为教会主要的目的呀、啊，就是在做传福音的工作。
The work of a church is mainly to preach the gospel.
所以教会不是做盈利的事业。
The church is not a profitable organization.
所以教会本身不可以做投资。
And therefore, the church should not be involved in investments.
啊，假使教会有钱，没有传道就请传道。有了钱以后啊，就传道不够，就是要聘请传道者。
If they have money and there is insufficient preachers, then we should use the money to hire more preachers.
啊，或者是把这些钱呢、啊，去帮助那些要新建设的教会。
Or to use that money to help those churches that are building its chapels.
啊，有的地方啊，来啊买会堂没有钱，要建会堂没有钱，我们这些钱就拿去帮助他们。
And then there are churches that does not have sufficient funds to construct a chapel or to purchase a chapel, and that these funds will come in handy.
感谢主啊，那个大家都照着这样做。
And we thank God that we have all done according to it.
所以那个时候还好没有去买股票。
Therefore, we were quite fortunate that we did not invest our funds in the stock market.
后来市场不好啊，整个钱就被吃掉了。
Later, there was a bear market, and we would have lost a lot of money.
不过后来我们对信徒说啊。
Later, we said to the members.
啊。因为教会本身不做盈利的事业
Because the church is not a for-profit organization
但求神祝福每一位弟兄姊妹
But we ask God to bless everyone
让我们在工作事业上都很顺利
So that in your work, you shall enjoy some peace
让我们有更多的能力啊来奉献
So that we can have more ability to offer more money
因为我们相信说啊教会有需要啊假如我们有心要奉献神会帮助我们
Because we believe that if a church has a need and we have the heart to offer, then God will help us.
啊，真的，我看呢、啊，啊，在美国的那边的弟兄姊妹，有很多啊，神都给他们相当好的工作。
And I have seen it in the United States that there are some brothers and sisters who have been blessed with good jobs.
啊，有的医生、律师、会计师啊，这些阶层相当多。
We have many who are doctors, lawyers, or even accountants.
啊，所以他们又很甘心乐意奉献。
And they are willing to offer the money to God.
啊，不只是美国的教会得帮助啊，世界各地的教会也得帮助。
And not only the United States churches benefited from this, but churches all over the world also benefited from them.
啊，所以我在觉得说啊，真的我们有心哦，有心来服侍主。
And I feel that if we have the heart to serve the Lord,
啊，神会帮助我们，给我们机会。
God will help us and give us the chance to offer to Him.
你有心想要奉献啊，当然神要给你一个安定的生活啊。给你一个好的收入啊
If you have the heart to offer money to God, of course God will bless you with a good job and a good life.
因为圣经里面说你爱神的人啊，神会赐给你，祝福给你，让你兴旺。
Because the Bible tells us that if you love God, God will bless you and let you prosper.
啊，所以我们自己本身啊，教会不用教会的名义去做投资事业的。
Therefore, we should not make investments in the name of the church.
所以求神祝福所有弟兄姊妹。
So we ask God to bless to every brothers and sisters.
在工作事业上都很顺利。
That in your job and your career, everything shall be.
我们相信说，我们更爱主啊，会得到更多的祝福。
We believe that the more we love God, the more blessings we shall receive from Him.
在我们生活当中, 我们应当把神摆第一位,
therefore,
这很重要。
Therefore, it is important that in our life we put Jesus first.
啊, 有的人在做比喻啊,
Some people have this analogy.
说我们人力主努力努力啊, 就是好像那个数目字很多零零零。
And says, as we strive hard, work hard, the number of zeros seem to have increased.
但是这个零哦, 再多加减乘除都是零。
But no matter how much you add zeros to zeros, they're all zeros.
但是如果说这个数目上面有一个一啊, 这整个数目就有意义了。
But if you add a one to the numbers, then these numbers become
这个数目一啊, 就代表神。
And this one refers to God.
那你把这个一啊, 放在前面啊, 你这个数目就很大。
If you put that one in front of all the zeros, then you have a big sum of
money. 那你把这个一放到后面去啊, 这个数目就很小了。
If you put the zero behind all the, put the one behind all the zeros, then you have a very small number.
说我们要把神放在前面呢, 还是让我们放在后面, 我们可以自己选择。
It is up to you to whether you want to put God in at first or at the end of your life.
好，我们来看腓立比书的第三章。
Let's now turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
这章里面谈到我们要得着基督。
Chapter 3 tells us that we must gain Christ.
我们要向着标杆直跑，来得到耶稣召我们来得的奖赏。
Then we must run towards the goal and to receive a reward.
所以我们把它定的题目是向着标杆直跑。
So our topic is press on toward the goal.
我们再看三章第一节。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 1.
弟兄们, 我还有话说, 你们要靠主喜乐, 我把这话再写给你们, 与我并不为难, 与你们却是妥当。 保罗这个靠主喜乐的话, 一直出现了。
And Paul has repeated the phrase, rejoice in the Lord.
所以这里又讲到说, 我们要靠主喜乐。
So here he repeated it again, rejoice in the Lord.
因为你不靠主啊, 没有办法得到真正的喜乐。
Because if you do not rely on the Lord, you shall not gain true peace and true joy.
一般人啊, 他们大概都是靠着, 生活的环境啊, 比如说我赚了钱, 哇, 很快乐。
Some people find joy in secular things. For example, you have earned a lot of money, therefore you are happy.
啊, 我得到了高学位, 得到了一些财富, 我很喜乐。
Or I have found, or I have received higher education, and I have found some wealth.
那这种快乐啊, 都是暂时的。
All these happiness are transient.
啊, 有时候, 财富失掉了, 失业了, 哇, 就愁眉苦脸。
Sometimes you have lost your wealth, and you have lost your job. You will start to mourn in sorrow.
因为没有主, 我不晓得靠主啊, 随着环境在改变啊, 这个快乐就不长久。
And because you do not rely on the Lord, therefore, when your environment changes, your happiness also changes with your environment.
因为主所赐给我们的平安喜乐啊，是胜过环境的。
The peace and joy that Jesus blessed us surpasses our environment.
说虽然世界上有苦难，但是我们在主里面啊，就是有平安。
Even though there are trials and tribulations in this world, but in God we shall find happiness and peace.
所以雅各说啊，弟兄升高啊。 我们很快乐。
James said that if our brothers has elevated, we are happy.
但是一个弟兄降卑也是一样。
And if a brother is to humble himself, we are also happy.
前面一句啊, 说, 弟兄升高了, 我们可以喜乐啊, 这个我们比较容易了解。
We can probably understand it easier for us to understand when our brother elevates, we are happy for him.
他说他降卑了也是一样可以快乐。
But when he says, when our brother has become lowly, we can also rejoice
啊, 这个我们比较不容易了解。
This is perhaps harder for us to grasp.
也是告诉我们说啊, 环境是经常会在变的。
But it tells us that our environment changes.
但是无论是在尊贵荣耀的时候, 或者是卑微的时候啊, 主耶稣的平安都会在我们心里做主, 让我们有喜乐。
But whether you are enjoying an honorable status or whether you are living a lowly life, the Lord Jesus is still the Lord of your life.
我们看罗马书的第五章。
Let's now turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse
2. 五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所占的这恩典中啊, 并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。第三节。
Three。
不但如此，就是在患难中啊，也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。第五节。
Five。
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。那我们因为得到神的救恩，跟神和好了。
Because we have received the salvation of God, we have reconciled with God.
所以我们享受神丰盛的恩典啊，所以我们感到很快乐。
So we can enjoy the abundant blessings of the Lord, and we therefore we rejoice.
不是平安顺利的时候快乐而已。
We are not only rejoicing in times of peace.
就是有时候遇到一些患难挫折，在苦难当中啊，还是一样欢欢喜喜的。
Even sometimes in the periods of our trials and sufferings, we are also rejoicing.
因为患难往往是另外一种的祝福。
Because sufferings is a different kind of blessings.
有时候在平安顺利的环境当中啊，你信仰没有办法成长。
Sometimes in times of peace and happiness, your faith cannot improve.
但是遇到了一些不如意的环境啊，我们就去思想，为什么神让我遭遇到这样的环境？
But in times of our sufferings and trials, we start to think, why are we tested by God?
怎样靠主来胜过这样的环境？
How do we overcome our circumstances when we rely on God?
所以在患难当中啊，经过一番的操练以后啊，我们信心就进步了。
So after a period of tests through your sufferings, your faith improves.
当你经过了一段的考试以后及格了，当然这些考试题就不要了嘛。
So after you have passed your tests, of course you no longer need these questions exams.
所以同样在这个患难当中啊，你会经历到说啊。神借着圣灵把他丰盛的爱啊浇灌在你的心里面。
And sometimes through these sufferings, we understand that God has poured out His love into our hearts.
所以遇到苦难的环境啊，你还是一样的欢欢喜喜的，有神的同在。
Therefore, in times of our sufferings, we must also rejoice because God is with us.
就好像约瑟啊，虽然被卖到埃及去。
Like unto Joseph, when he was betrayed by his brothers and sold to Egypt.
做人家的奴隶。
He was a slave.
后来又被卖，被无赖啊下在监里面。
And later he was falsely accused and was imprisoned.
但是因为神都跟他同在。
But because God was with him.
所以在我们看起来是一个非常不幸的遭遇。
To us, we may think that he has misfortune has fell upon him.
但是因为有神的同在，说让他能够百事顺利。
But because God abides with him, therefore he can go through.
能够在别人的眼前来蒙恩。
He was able to find favor in his master's eyes.
原来神给他这样的操练啊，是要带领他走向更美好的境界。
All these tests and trials are from God to bring him to a better place.
因为他有机会接触波提法的家。
He has a chance to enter into a house of Potiphar.
他未来监狱里面所关的都是王的大臣啊。
And while he was imprisoned, he was inmates with the many of the big chiefs of the Pharaoh.
跟他们接触了以后啊，后来他有机会啊，就给他升高了，成为埃及国的宰相。
It is because he has chances to get in touch with these people, therefore he was given a chance to be named as the prime minister.
所以在患难的时候，是神给他的一种操练，也是一种机会。
Therefore his sufferings are a test from God and also an opportunity for him.
所以不管说基督徒啊，不管任何的环境啊。
Therefore, in whatever circumstances you find yourself in,
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work for good, so that those who are followers of Christ.
只要你抓住神啊，有神同在。
If you can seize tightly to God,
我们在任何的环境啊，都有神的祝福。
Then in whatever circumstances you are, you will find God.
以色列人出埃及以后啊
，After the Israelites has came out of Egypt.
当然，遇到红海的时候，他们。一下子没有办法适应。
When they came to the Red Sea, they could not adjust to this problem.
所以他们对摩西说：“你怎么把我们带到这里？要让我们死在这里？”
So they murmured against Moses, saying, "Why did you bring us here to die here?"
摩西说：“啊，你们安静，不要作声，慢慢看看神怎么带领你的路。”
And Moses said to them, "Quiet, calm down. You shall see how God guides your footsteps."
摩西祷告神啊，神就说：“把拐杖伸下去，红海就分开了。”
Moses prayed to God, and God answered Moses, saying that stretch out your staff, and the Red Sea will part.
他们过红海以后很高兴，唱歌跳舞。
And after they have crossed the Red Sea, they were very happy. They were singing and dancing.
但是还是要继续往前行啊。
However, the journey must still go on.
开始走的路啊，就是不好走啊。
And the journey is not a very smooth one.
连续三天，太阳很大，找不到水。
For 3 days, it was scorching heat, and they couldn't find any water.
后来发现说那里有水，哦，大家争先恐后要去喝水。
And when they found some water, they ran towards the spring.
结果那个水是苦的，苦的不得了，根本没有办法喝啊。
The water was bitter, and it could not be drank.
他们就埋怨摩西说：“你把我们带到这里啊，一点水都没有。”
And so they murmured against Moses again, saying, "You've brought us here to die of thirst."
啊，摩西主有祷告神啊。
So Moses prayed to God again.
神说：“把一棵树砍下来，丢到水里面去。”
And God said, "Chop up a tree and throw into water."
那水就变甜啦，他们就可以喝啦。
And the water turned sweet and it would be drinkable.
啊，所以那个地方叫做马拉。
So that place was called Mara.
啊，就是很苦的意思。
And Mara means bitter.
啊，神就是这样，就是要教导他们要顺服神呐、啊。听从神的律法。
All these are teachings of God to teach to instruct them to be submissive to God and to be submissive to the law.
哎，离开了马拉以后，来到一个地方啊，实在太好了。
After they have left Mara, they came to another place. It was much better.
有12 湖水泉70棵的棕树。
12 springs and 70 palm trees.
所以他们可以在树下纳凉。
And they could have find some shade under the palm.
他们有水可以喝啊，好，非常的高兴。
And they have water to drink.
所以把那个地方叫做伊林啊，就是甜美的意思啊。
And that place was named Eling, meaning sweet.
嗯，但是马拉虽苦，伊林虽甜啊，也不能永远住在那里啊。
Even though Mara may be bitter and Eling may be sweet, but they cannot stay in those two places forever.
因为神带领他们的目的就是迦南地。
Because their destination is the land of Canaan.
啊，所以马拉伊林只是他们旷野的两个小小的站。
And therefore, Mara and Elim are two stops on their journey.
他们必须要不断地一直往前行，一直走到迦南地为止。
They must continue to walk and to travel to Canaan.
那我们在一生当中有时候遇到平安顺利的环境。
In our life, sometimes we may face some peace.
当然有时候也是遇到一些苦难的环境。
And sometimes we may also face some sufferings.
那因为有主跟我们同在啊，无论怎么样的环境，我们都要学习靠主喜乐。
And in whatever surroundings you find yourself, you must always learn to rejoice in the Lord.
你如果要靠环境喜乐就很难哦。
It'll be harder if you rejoice because of your surroundings.
因为人生不如意的事情啊，十有八九啊。
Because you will find that your sufferings outnumber your blessings.
但是有主同在，任何的环境啊，你都可以知足，可以得胜。
But with the abundance of God in you, you are able to overcome all circumstances.
保罗在讲说啊，我们不是靠这个割礼啦，靠肉体来夸口。
Paul says that we cannot boast because we have been circumcised.
我们看三章第二节。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 2.
三章二节。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
说应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄助行割的。第三节。
3.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不是靠着肉体。所以犹太人呐、啊，他们常常以为他们是受割礼的啊，这样来看不起外邦人。
The Jews are often proud because they feel that they are the circumcised people.
所以他们称外邦人为没有受割礼的。
Therefore, they claimed the Gentiles as uncircumcised.
有时候把外邦人啊当作狗一样看不起。
Sometimes they look down upon the Gentiles like unto dogs.
那保罗在这里却把那些啊律法主义强调受割礼的说，他们就是犬类了，是狗了。
But here, Paul says that those who stress the importance of circumcision, they are the dogs.
因为他们没有办法真正的明白道理。
For they could not.
比外邦人还不足啊。
For they could not understand the truth, and therefore they're worse than the Gentiles.
所以我们不是靠着割礼啊，不是靠着肉体在夸口。
Therefore, we do not boast because we have gone through circumcision.
因为割礼只是一种预表。
Circumcision is only a prefiguration.
啊，借着洗礼才能够真正把我们的罪洗干净啊，让我们得到赦免。
It is only through water baptism that our sins can be totally remissed.
所以在新约时代啊，割礼不割礼不关紧要。
Therefore, in the New Testamental era, it is not important whether you are circumcised.
要紧是在耶稣基督里面成为一个重新啊新造的人。
What is more important that is you become a new being in Christ Jesus.
啊，在耶稣里面啊有新的生活啊，有做一个新人，这更重要。
And that you have a new life in Christ Jesus and become a new being.
所以不要靠那些啊身份背景啦、地位啦啊这些属肉体的事情来夸口。
Therefore, do not boast of all the material things, material possessions.
所以保罗说，如果可以靠的话，这些肉体的事情可以靠，我比别人更可以夸口。
Paul says, if you can believe or you can boast of your material things, then I am one who can boast the most.
因为我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Because I am a Hebrew born of Hebrews.
也有纯种的以色列人呢。
I am a purebred Israelite.
我是第八天就是割礼了。
And I have been circumcised on my eighth day.
有的人规划的，有的人是长大了以后才是割礼的。
There are some Jews who were circumcised when they have reached the age of majority.
那我是属便雅悯支派的啦。
And I belong to the tribe of Benjamin.
因为第一个王啊，就是从便雅悯支派出来的。
Because the first king of Israel came from the tribe of Benjamin.
啊，如果说啊，要肉身来讲啊，我从小就在那个加玛列门下严谨的啊学习律法。
And I've been studying the law as a young child under Gamaliel.
同样的年纪当中啊，我比别人更长进。
And therefore, I can be named as more zealous than anyone else.
甚至有一个王都很佩服说，保罗啊，你的学问实在太大。
There are even someone who claim that Paul, you are very highly educated.
所以保罗无论是身世、地位、背景啊，样样不会输给别人。
Therefore, from the point of view of secular things, Paul seems to have it all.
当然他说啊，靠这个肉体的来夸口已经没有用了。
But Paul said it is useless to boast of these.
我们要夸口，只有靠主夸口。
We can only boast of God if we want to boast.
我们没有办法靠人、靠身世来夸口。
We cannot boast because of who we are or because of our background.
因为我们不是靠着行律法，不是靠着受割礼而来得到永远的福气。
Because we did not receive these internal blessings because we are circumcised because we have followed the law.
我们是靠着耶稣基督在十字架为我们成就了救恩。
Rather, it is Christ who has completed salvation.On the cross.
所以他说，我无论怎么样，我的意志，我不晓得别的，主晓得耶稣基督的救恩。
Therefore, he said, I don't know anything else, but I do know the salvation of Christ Jesus.
啊，这在别人看起来好像是愚拙的。
To others, this may seem foolish.
因为犹太人注重神迹，希腊人看重智慧。
Because the Israelites emphasized on miracles, and the Greeks emphasized on wisdom.
但是他说啊，我就看重耶稣基督的十字架。
But I emphasize on the cross of Jesus.
因为在相信的人啊，十字架就是神的大能，神的大智慧。
Because for those who believe, the cross is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因为神用那个人以为愚拙的道理来救人啊，就是神的大智慧。
Because it is God who has used simple things to teach his profound teachings.
所以他说，我就以耶稣基督为夸口，以耶稣基督的十字架夸口。
Therefore, I will boast of the Lord Jesus Christ and I will boast of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我为了要得到耶稣基督啊，我可以把以前认为对我有益的，我现在都把它舍弃掉了。
For the sake of Christ, I am willing to give up everything I used to own.
因为这些东西啊，会妨碍我跟耶稣基督的关系。
Because these things will cause a gap between Christ and me.
对我要得到神的救恩啊，没有真正实质的帮助。
And these are useless.To me when it comes to salvation.
所以我现在为着要得到耶稣基督啦，所以我把万事啊当作有损的，没有益处的。
And then I have now found Jesus, therefore I've counted all these as refuse.
啊，当然不是说世界上的东西啊都没有价值。
Of course it doesn't say that all things on earth are worthless.
啊，这是一个比较问题。
This is merely a comparison.
因为耶稣太宝贵了。
Because Jesus is too precious.
那个价值太高了。
Its value is too high.
所以我本来认为很有价值的东西跟耶稣来比啊，好像至宝跟粪土一样。
So what I deemed to be precious when compared to Christ seems to be a refuse.
啊，虽然有价值啊，但是价值太少。
It may have a value, but it is of too little value.
所以我把这些啊，我可以舍弃，但是不能没有耶稣基督。
Therefore, I can forsake all of these, but I must have Jesus Christ.
因为我晓得在他里面啊，可以靠着他来得到称义。
Because I know I can be claimed righteous.
因为在他里面有复活生命的大能。
Because I know in him there is the power of resurrection.
啊，这是非常重要的，就是有永生的福气。
And this is very important because this is a blessing of eternal life.
所以无论怎样，就是要得到耶稣基督。
Therefore, no matter what, I must have Jesus Christ.
我们看三章的十二节。
Now let's turn to chapter 3 verse 12.
三章十二节
Chapter 3 verse 12
说这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣 所以得着我的，所以得着我的这个小注的地方说，或者所要我得的。好，保罗在这里讲到，我们一个人呢、啊，会信耶稣是耶稣得着我们。
Paul says that we believe in Christ because Christ has received us.
也就是说，耶稣抓到了我们呢。
In other words, Jesus Christ has caught us.
所以我们能够信主啊，能够来到主的面前享受恩典啊，不是说你很聪明啊，你自己会找到神。
Therefore, we come to believe in God. It's not because you are smart and you have found the Lord Jesus.
所以我们会爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because Christ loved us.
不是我们拣选了神，是神选召了我们。
We did not choose God, rather God has chosen us.
所以我们看到很多弟兄姊妹啊，他们刚刚来到教会的时候。
We see a lot of brothers and sisters when they first come to church.
那道理根本就是似懂非懂啊，根本听不太清楚。
They don't quite understand the truth.
那神就把圣灵赐给他。
And yet God has blessed them with Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵以后就有体验啊。
And have received the Holy Spirit, they have received some experience.
他就说啊，耶稣抓到我了。
They said, Lord Jesus has found me.
真的是耶稣先得到我们。
It is true that Lord Jesus
has owned us first. 我们从万民当中选召出来。
He has chosen us among the population.
那我们有机会听道理啊，能够明白来相信。
He gave us a chance to listen to truth, to understand it, and to believe it.
那既然耶稣得到我们了，我们就要去追求得到耶稣。
Now that Jesus has us, it is our turn to make Jesus our own.
所以你要竭力追求啊，真正认识他。
Therefore, you must strive hard to come to know Jesus.
啊，要晓得在耶稣基督里面呢、啊，所要显在我们身上的能力有何等浩大。
You must know that the power that is to reveal in us is mighty.
他要所赐给我们的恩典、啊、都是超过我们所求所想的。
And the blessings that he is to shower upon us is far beyond our imagination.
啊，这样你去追求啊，你才能够真正晓得啊，在耶稣基督里面的宝贝。
Only then you will understand that what you're pursuing for is very precious.
啊，能够努力啊，追求能够得到耶稣。
And you will make our efforts to pursue to have Christ.
啊，不只是这样啊，说耶稣召我们来有一些目的。
And not only that, but there is some purpose for Jesus calling us.
为要把非常多的丰盛恩典跟福气赏赐给我们。
And he wants to bless us, abundant grace and blessings.
当然，我们信主啊，只是好像站在一个起跑点上一样。
We believe in Christ, we're likened to at the starting point of a race.
啊，你向着最后的目的地啊，一直奔跑努力。
You must work hard to run towards.
啊，最后达到了那个目标。
When you have finally reached the goal,
你就能够领受耶稣基督给你的荣耀公义的冠冕。
You shall be able to enjoy the glory and the crown of Jesus.
说那个是极重无比、永远的荣耀啊。
He said this is eternal glory.
非常宝贵、非常大的一种赏赐。
It is a very great blessing.
所以我们每一个人都要向着这个目标啊，不断的奔跑前进。
Everyone must run towards his goal.
我们有时候觉得说、啊、保罗真的为主牺牲很多啊。
We have often said that indeed Paul has sacrificed a lot for the Lord.
但他不敢说、啊、我已经得到了。
Yet he dare not say that he has received it all.
他说我还是一直的努力追求啊。
He said I still work hard, I still pursue.
所以他不敢说我已经够了，还是一直追求达到最后的目标。
Therefore, he dare not say that he has received or achieved enough, but he must still strive on towards the finishing line.
所以他说，我只有一件事情。
He said there is only one thing.
啊，因为这一件事情啊最重要。
And because this is the most important.
其他的事情你都可以放弃了，但是这一件事情你不能够放弃掉的。
You may give up everything else, but you must not give up this thing.
就是忘记背后，努力面前。
That is to forget what is behind you, but to strive forward.
啊，向着标杆直跑，直到领受奖赏。
To press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call.
因为有一些啊，过去的事情啊，我们要忘记掉。
There are some things that happened in the past that must be forgotten.
还没有信主以前啊，那些错误的信仰、不好的行为啊，当然我们要忘记掉。
Prior to our conversion to Christianity, we all the misconceptions that we hold in us, we must forget.
有时候我们过去一些个人的一些属世上的成就啊，我们也要把它忘记掉。
Sometimes we must also give up our achievements.
别人对我们不好的地方啊，我们把它放弃掉，不必把它放在心上。
If people have offended us, we must forget these minor events.
或许我们过去啊，为神做了很多的工作。
Perhaps in the past you have worked for the Lord.
那这些工作啊，就只有主纪念呐。
These things should only be remembered by God.
但是我们不要常常以我们所做的这些事情啊，感到夸口。
But let us not boast of all these past work we have done.
不要常常醉心于我们所做的一些事情上。
Do not dwell in the things that you have done.
那古时候在献赎罪祭的时候啊，用那个瓦器烧祭物。
In the ancient days, during the sacrifice, they will be using earthen wares.
那个祭物献上以后，那个瓦器就要破打破了。
When they have offered the animal, they have to break these wares.
我们都是无用的器皿。
We are useless vessels.
就是神借着我们完成了一些工作。
Through us, God may have completed some
work. 我们不能够用这个夸口。
We cannot boast this.
我们要把一切的荣耀归给神。
We must give all glory to God.
我们只不过是神所用的无用的仆人而已。
We are merely a useless servant of God.
我们所以要向着前面的标杆一直的努力前进。
We must strive on and press on towards our goal.
有一位老长老。
There was an elderly elder.
那个时候他已经70岁了。
At that time he was in his 70s.
快到退休年龄了。
He was approaching the age of retirement.
有一次他去帮忙领恩会。
Once he was helping on a spiritual convocation.
因为他要去的时候刚好那个星期有一对夫妇要结婚。
And when he was about to leave, that week there was a couple going to get married.
注目的传道就说希望因为大家都在忙希望你改时间。
And so the resident preacher says, can you please change time because everyone else is busy?
那个长老说没关系啦我回来帮你办婚礼。
And the elder says, that's all right, I'll come back and officiate the wedding for you.
另外一个同工就跟他讲说总会不是说联恩会不要迟到不可以早退。
Another board member said to the elder, didn't the GI said that you must not leave early for any spiritual events?
没关系了，我已经传道一辈子了。
And the elder said, I have been a preacher all my life.
我现在已经快到退休了。
I'm approaching the age of retirement.
如果要记过我就让总会去记过好了。
And if they want to record my name for any wrongdoing, let them do it.
星期六下午聚会完，他要回去。
So at after service on Saturday, they want to go back, but he started to hyperventilate.
另外一个传道就跟他讲说：“你真的要回去吗？”
And another preacher asked him, "Do you still want to go home?"
我已经跟人家答应了，我一定要回去。
He said, "I have already told the other people I'm going back."
坐着火车回家。
So he took his train and went home.
家人把他接回家以后根本第二天气喘得很厉害，根本没有办法去。帮忙人家主持婚礼。
And the next day, he couldn't get out of bed because his asthma was pretty serious.
过了一两天以后就好起来了。
And after a day or two, he got well.
第二个礼拜又到另外一个地方去帮忙领恩会。
The second week, he went to another church to help on his spiritual convocation.
跟另外一个传道的讲。
He said to the other preacher.
前面两天晚上我布道。
He says, the first two nights, I will conduct the evangelical
service. 以后就是你们年轻的人
And after that, you, the young preachers, will take care of everything.
前两天布道他讲得非常有力量。
The first two days during his evangelical service, he gave a very
powerful
sermon.
第三天开始气喘又发作。
Starting on the third day, his asthma starts working again.
越祷告越厉害。
The more he prayed, the worse he has become.
有一个弟兄是医生帮他打针也没有用。
There was a doctor, there was a brother was a doctor and I gave him some medicine, but it was useless.
他说一直气喘很厉害几乎快死掉了。
He said he's suffering from serious asthma and he's almost dying.
一直心里想说主耶稣你不要让我死在这里，这里在开灵恩会。
And he said to Jesus, please don't let me die here, they're having spiritual convocation here.
另外一个传道就提醒他。
And the preacher then reminded this elder,
你这个病很奇怪。
Your illness is very strange.
真的没有用。
Medicine is useless.
越祷告越厉害。
The more you pray, the worse it has become.
所以你要想一想。
Therefore, you must think.
为什么会这样？
Why is this like that?
说是你上星期讲了一些话，神不高兴。
It is because you have said something that God's not happy.
后来他自己想一想。
Therefore, he thought again.
跟主耶稣祷告说，主如果我上一次讲的话得罪你求你能够怜悯赦免我。
He prayed to God saying that if I have said anything that offended you, please forgive me.
祷告完以后马上好。
After his prayer, he was well again.
后来我们也在另外的一间教会开联合会，我们那天早上就去看他。
And we were at another church holding spiritual convocations, but we went to visit him the next morning.
已经可以起来了，在那里洗东西。
He was already able to get out of bed and start washing his
back. 一见面他讲了一句话。
When we met him, he said,
谈话说，真怕真惊了，唔怕唔惊了，半怕半惊了。他说，你真的知道你就怕。
He said, if you truly know, you will be scared.
你如果只是知道一半了，你就怕一半。
If you know half of the truth, you will only be afraid half of the time.
他说奇怪啊，主耶稣怎么老是要打我？
He kept asking, why is that Jesus always wants to chastise me?
当然主耶稣爱他了，要让他知道。
Of course, because Jesus loves him.
虽然他已经做工一辈子。
He may have worked for the Lord all his life.
但他后来他知道说我们不能够讲说我已经够了。
He said he finally realized that he couldn't say that I have enough.
既然主耶稣留下我们的生命啊，我们就要工作继续做。
And since the Lord Jesus has given us our life, then we still have some work to do.
还要向着标杆直跑。
We must press on towards the goal.
一直到领受奖赏为止。
Right till the moment where we receive our gift.